So whenever this gospel comes up, obviously it's a challenge to all of us to find out kind of where we draw the line in terms of our relationship with God. And I think we all have one, we have to admit that. And today we hear about the young man who has many possessions, and he's a good person, there's no question. But I'm sure Jesus, who looks into his heart, sees that for him, you know, that these possessions kind of owned him. And just by the fact that he said, get rid of your possessions, and he couldn't do it, then he knew that there, that was the line that he had, the rich young man had. And it begs for us a question to ask, where is our line? Where's the line where we'd say, you know what, God, I'm going to do this much, but that's it. Or, you know, this is really where the line is drawn. And if it gets anything above that line, I begin to kind of feel it. I feel this relationship with God, this kind of tug about whether I want it or something reacts within me. And that becomes ultimately the thing that maybe you love or we all love more than God. That one thing that we probably would not do or we cannot do. And then we see that in this poor young man that, sure, there is the general confessions, the general sins that we should all avoid. But if God were to look in your soul today, and you said to him, okay, I'm a good person, I've done all those things, what more do you need? And he would pick the one thing in your heart that you know that you would not give up. You would not give to the Lord. Because that ultimately would be different for each one of us, because not everyone has an attachment to the treasures, to the things they have, because they don't even have anything. But they have other things, their own pride and their time, the things that they love, their hobbies, whatever it is that they would say, would you give that up as well? Because then they say, well, you know what? That's where the line is kind of drawn. And we see it today for that young man. And I think for anyone who's growing in the spiritual life, anyone who has any desire to union with God has to find out where that line is. Because otherwise we're just satisfied with being a good person, which is no bad thing, obviously, to be a good person, but it's not union with God. It's not that ultimate, you know, unitive dimension of the spiritual life where we have that kind of calling with God, that desire to be one with him. Because we know that there's something that has to go through the purgative state, right? We have this something that needs to be burned away within us in order for that divine union to become more and more full. Well, and even someone like, you know, Mother Teresa, I mean, the great saints talk about that. No matter, you think, well, if you've got stuff to burn away, then obviously I got a lot more than that. But it doesn't matter for each one of us to take a look at that stage. And if you really do want a spiritual life and you really do want union with God, then you have to figure out where that line is. And that's the thing that then God begins to challenge us with.